Come in Ellsworth Lane.
Our temporary studios have been set up here. Ellis O'Brien, who is one of the staff announcers at Portland, and we have our guest of honor this evening, W.W. Chaplin, NBC news commentator, who is here to cover the fire situation at this point for NBC in his regular broadcast a little bit later in the evening. And incidentally, we have all been around different portions of Mount Desert Island today. We just got back here and have been trying to coordinate our notes and our stories, and it's been almost an impossible task because the time just didn't allow us to do that. So I'm going to pass it over at this present time to W.W. Chaplin, who I understand was over at Red Cross headquarters and can give us a picture of what news has been coming in to Red Cross headquarters, the City Hall in Ellsworth. W.W. Chaplin.
Thank you. Yes, I spent most of the afternoon over at Red Cross headquarters here, which I established in the City Hall. The Red Cross is set up there and has a wonderful establishment in which people from all this part of the country can, of course, help. They do still need help. Already there are about 1,500 people, refugees here, from the Mount Desert area. The Red Cross, however, tells me that they are set up so that they can handle as many as 6,000 people in this one town and small villages surrounding it as they come in. Those people have come in from Mount Desert, from Bar Harbor, and the other towns on Mount Desert Island by bus. They were brought in some by military trucks. They came any way they could. Some of them came with nothing left in the world but the clothes on their backs, and those were pretty well worn. So the town has been turned over to them. The churches, the Masons Hall, the Odd Fellows Hall, the schoolrooms. The schools have been stopped here for the moment. The desks have been pushed back. Cots have been put in into the schoolrooms. People are sleeping there, and you'll all be glad to know no one is sleeping on the bare floor. They at least are on mattresses, and most of them are on cots, which have been furnished from many places. There are central kitchens in the town, and everyone now, I think, is getting hot food. They've been eating sandwiches for days and days, as you know, and sandwiches, that's one thing that don't send in any more sandwiches. These people have stood all the sandwiches they can. And the Red Cross now feels that they deserve, they need, they should have. We must get them hot food, and that is being arranged now. Food is coming in from all sorts of sources, but they still do need food, except for sandwiches. The Masonic Temple here is a nursery, because among these 1,500 refugees already here, there are about 200 babies and older children. With doctors and nurses on hand, cots, cribs, all the rest, the children are being well cared for. The Red Cross is meeting all the needs of the clothing needs through the local stores. If anybody comes in here and needs clothes, they're not given old second-hand clothes that somebody may have sent in, kindly as that thought was. They're given a ticket and they go to the local stores and they get brand new clothes. The work here, the Red Cross work, is in command of Richard Swigert, the deputy manager of the North Atlantic area of the Red Cross. And he is being ably assisted by Samuel W. King, the general field representative here of the Red Cross.